morning, everybody. Excuse me. Good to see you all. Back from Haiti. We landed last Monday night. Glad to be back. And today's kind of a different service. We're going to share all that the Lord did in us and through us and how it affected each and every one of us being over there. So we've got probably, 10 or 11 people that are going to come up and share. So with that, the service may go a little bit longer. So if you have to leave around 11:45, feel free. But we want everybody to have the opportunity to share the experience that they had on this trip. And we also have a 10-minute video we want to kind of show you. And again, I say it every time, there's no way we can communicate how God impacted our lives there. The pictures, the videos, even our sharing is just scratching the surface of how God has really impacted this team. And, you know, for me, when I venture out onto these missions trips, my most fervent prayer is that everybody on the team gets together, that we're unified, that we work together. And I can stand here before you as a pastor and say 18 or 19 people, actually 22 if you count Muller and Suzelle, we work together wonderfully, and that is an answer to prayer. So I thank you for those of you that were praying while we were there. We had a blast. We laughed a lot. It was so much fun. And you've heard me say it many, many times. The first trip I made out there 2 years ago now, one thing I noticed on the kids' faces were no smiles. You know, there was no emotion. There was no smile. There was no joy. And I can honestly say we are seeing kids smiling, we are seeing kids laughing. To be able to play jump rope with them and to build the swing set for them, it was such a blast seeing these kids have fun without, you know, playing in dirt necessarily. So it was just an answered prayer. And this psalm, I always go to this psalm during these trips, Psalm 133, verse 1, and it's just an amazing psalm. And it says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And that really is what happened on our trip. We dwelled together in unity. Whenever there was anybody I don't think anybody ever necessarily felt so tired they had to stop working. I mean, these people, you guys worked like crazy, and it was just so amazing to see. They broke one cardinal rule. The one rule that we had on the trip was don't take pictures of Pastor Rob standing around. And for some reason, they always seem to show up. It's like, but we'll get to that. One thing that Suzelle shared that I thought really was touching, and she's going to share it in the video, but I don't think you're going to understand it. I know first her accent is a little thick, but this basketball hoop we installed, and when we were installing it, it's bright red. And I thought, man, what an amazing beacon this is going to be for Lakai Tamun to have this big red basketball hoop. And one thing Suzelle said is the locals said to her, "Thank you for doing that, because now I can tell somebody my address." They could tell somebody, when you see the red basketball hoop, you're almost to my house. And other than that, these people had no address. They had no way of knowing where they were. And it was just an absolute blessing. It blessed Suzelle, and it's blessing the community. This is the pavilion that we finished. It's an amazing pavilion. I'm very proud to be a part of this pavilion. But I share that, and it's a 16 by 16 pavilion, but I don't think a hurricane would take this thing down. I just wanted to show this because you see the metal roof on the pavilion? We didn't install that. We did all the woodwork. And then some professionals came in to install the roof. Now, they spent 6 hours installing that metal roof, and there were three guys. And they paid those three men, total, almost $13. So that gives you an idea of what these people are experiencing. It's getting dark in here, isn't it? It's hard to see it, yeah. You'll see it better in the video, but it's just amazing to me that these guys worked 6 hours and made almost, Suzelle says, almost $13. And so that was amazing to me. Now, let me make sure I'm getting everything. Oh, one other thing that Suzelle said to me. We were able to baptize 11 children. And it's always a blessing to me to go and to be able to baptize. We finished doing 10 baptisms, and we thought we were done. And Pastor RJ and I started to get out of the water when Suzelle came up to me and said, there's a girl that wants to be baptized, and she thinks she's missing out. She's standing in the back crying her eyes out because she's not going to be able to be baptized. She goes, could you baptize them? I'm like, I'll baptize the whole town. I said, absolutely. We turn right back around, went back into the river and baptized this little. So you can see this is the kind of impact that the Lord is having on these children, is investing in them, that they're afraid they're not going to get baptized. So that was cool. To me, the statement of the trip was this one right here. I asked someone, are you going to walk back to our hotel? This was the response. No, my arms are tired. I mean, that one, I was just like, I don't even know how to respond to that. Okay. And I said to her, I said, well, you could walk back on your legs if you'd like, but apparently you don't want to do that. So that's it for me. We're going to show the video. Now, we've been having some technical difficulties. Hopefully we can get it up here and it'll work. Excellent. This is good news. It's good to see that.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Maida, and I'm Suzelle's daughter. I grew up in Haiti and lived there until I was about 15, just to give you guys a little bit of background. And Saint-Michel is where my grandmother lived and where my mom grew up as well. So summer and winter vacation, we would usually go there and spend time with my grandmother. This is something that's never been done before in Saint-Michel because it's such a small town. So to see this happening, it's giving the community hope that they didn't have before, where they felt like they were forgotten. So for them, for Lakai Timon, for my mom to answer that call from God, which was not easy, and go there and start working with that community of God Save, which is where our family is from. So it's giving them a lot of hope. And one thing that's impacted me during that trip is the smile on the kids' face. The team, they interacted so well with them, like playing Uno games. It didn't matter that they didn't speak the language, but they still communicated. And you can see that the smile on those kids' face and the community and the smile on the team's face. So that's what I got away from that trip. And when I got there, the first day we got on the property, one of the locals were there and he was just standing there and staring in amazement at what everybody was doing. And his words was that, this is amazing what Lakai Timon is doing. Suzelle is one of us, and we will do anything to help her. So this is what Lakai Timon is doing for the community. And one of the things, I know mommy's watching right now, one of the things, Wami, if you can put that slide. So we have this expression in Haiti that says, Kembe la palage. Kembe la means stay strong, and palage means don't give up. So that's why I wanna say to mom right now, thank you for being faithful and following that call. So we want you to kembe la palage. And I want to return that to you guys, the second one, kembe la palage, meaning hold on tight to us and don't let us go. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Laylee. I'm back. I'm Suzelle's daughter. I've been gone for a while, but I'm back. I went in October after my studies. I spent 4 months with my mom because I hadn't seen her in over a year, so I wanted to spend time with her. So I got to spend a lot of time at Lakai Timon with the kids and seeing like their daily lives and like doing the activities with them. And so I got to see like a longer bit of like how their everyday life is and you know, school life, and getting to be a part of like helping in the mornings with like cooking and, you know, with the kids. So it was really, really cool getting to see what my mom does every day. And it's not easy because she has a lot to worry about, like, okay, what's going to be for breakfast this next day, or what are we cooking for lunch, and like planning out her whole week. So it was really awesome, like when the team got into like interact with everybody and seeing how they interacted with the kids it was like really, really cool to me. And like, I really miss, you know, not being there right now, since I was there for so long and got really close to like some of the kids and the teachers. And so, yeah, that's my experience. And yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, how do you do this every day? This is really scary. I guess I'm going to start by saying thank you to God for calling me on this trip, because it was the best experience I can say that I've ever had. You know, there was a lot of sadness and devastation there. But seeing those kids smile and still genuinely manage to laugh was so inspiring to me. You know, I saw a lot of kids who didn't have shoes. You know, they're really malnourished and they lived in mud houses, basically. But they're so strong and, you know, they smile every day. It's just amazing to me. But the feeling I felt the most was just an immense amount of joy and happiness. And I've never felt that emotion as intensely as I did on this trip. You know, we all connected really well despite the language barrier. The kids actually taught me a Haitian hand game, and we played that like every day, all day long. It was just so much fun. We had such a great time. And you know, those kids are so strong and they're so courageous, and they just taught me to stop whenever I get stressed out in life or whenever it seems hard, to just be thankful for everything that I have and be thankful for all the blessings God has given me. You know, I'll hold the memories, the friendships, and the lessons I have made close to my heart forever, and I'm definitely coming back next year. So thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Haley. Is this better? Better? Sorry. Good morning, everybody. My name is Haley. This was my first ever mission trip, first ever time out of the country. So I really didn't know what to expect. And coming home, everyone asks you, how was your trip? And they ask you like it was a vacation, like you just went to go lay on a beach every day and just kind of relaxed. And I just came up with the same way to describe it every time. Oh, it was amazing. It was miraculous. It was exhausting. It was overwhelming. But I really came down to the same thing each time. It's too difficult to put it into words. And the best thing that you can do to understand it is to just go and experience it yourself. So I'm hoping next year when we all get together again, I'm hoping so many more of us go, because getting to see those smiles on the first couple of days, there was just one or two, and by the end of the week and we were having fun and playing together, the playground was up, everyone was smiling, everyone was excited to see each other, they were all just chomping at the bit to see us come through the gate each morning. So it was just a really fun time, but it was overwhelming and it was amazing. And I hope so many more of you come with us next year. Thank you.
Hey everyone, my name is Mike. This was also my first mission trip as well, leaving out of the country. The experience being there was definitely, some would say, life-changing. It would give you a new perspective of how you can appreciate things in comparison to what others don't and do have. This trip has definitely allowed me to meet new people that go to our church, as well as the kids there. And the smiles on the children have definitely made it all worthwhile. Thank you.
I still hold strong to my statement. My arms are too tired.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of you that were here praying, because I know a lot of people will attest there were little hiccups along the way, with some little spiritual warfare, but because of your prayers and God's grace, they were only hiccups, not roadblocks. So thank you, all of you, for your prayers. I will say three words that kind of tie up my experience would be perception, perspective, and faith. So I had a lot of perceptions of what we were going to do. what things were going to be like. And I will tell you, that really changed as soon as we got there. And Josh, he was the first person on the video. That's my son-in-law. And we were blessed to have him with us. But he kind of nailed it. My perception of just going and helping the children was totally changed by seeing Suzelle in that community. The people coming up as we walked, saying, bonsoir, bonsoir, bonjour. They were excited to see her. She had made these connections in the year that she walked back and forth to that school. They wanted to greet us. They wanted to come and help and do what they could. And it floored me that I thought we were going to help children, and we were there helping a whole community just grow. And finally, the faith. Suzelle has more faith in her little finger probably than I have in my whole entire body. That woman just, you know, she needs something, we'd say, let's get it, and she would say, let's pray and ask God about it. And I would just hope that I can continue to grow and learn to be as faithful and deserving of God's blessings as she is.
Hi, I'm Matt. This is going to be, it's difficult to share because my arms hurt, but I'll do the best that I can. you know, I was telling Pastor Larry before we started that there's just so many things that I could share. I'm just going to tell you that I was incredibly blessed on this trip, watching God work through my kids, my adult children, my son-in-law, my wife, our friend David, who was kind enough to come from Virginia and spend the week with us. Watching my daughters play with the children was just a huge blessing. Watching the smiles on their faces as they played games. At one point, they had all the kids, if not all of them, about 99% of the kids playing Ring Around the Rosie and other things. It was just incredible to watch. There was one day, and I was working in the yard doing. I did unskilled labor because I'm absolutely. Not skilled. I had to ask her how to use a power tool. I'm looking around for my daughters, and I don't see them. And I get back to work, and a couple minutes later, I'm looking around for them. I don't see them. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to go figure this out. And I started looking around for them, and I found them. And I found actually Bailey and my two daughters and a couple of other young ladies had set up a nail salon in one of the classrooms. And they were painting the nails of these little girls, and I think Bailey brought the God bless you. She brought all this nail polish, and the little kids were just it was watching them pick the colors they wanted was just absolutely fascinating. But the smiles on their faces, you'd be working in the yard, and all of a sudden you'd hear Kathleen, 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 and I knew what that meant. It meant either somebody was hurt, or somebody was sick. Or, I mean, even somebody in the community, who heard that there was a doctor, at Lake Timon, they would come and see my wife and spend some time with her. What a blessing that was. My middle daughter's been married for a little over a year, and Kathleen was right. That time with our son-in-law was absolutely a blessing. And there was one time where Josh was measuring the boards out and cutting them and basically doing his work on the pavilion. And there was this one little boy just intent on watching every move he made. And I looked back a couple minutes later, and then there were three little boys watching Josh. And Josh is just sitting there marking the boards and cutting the boards. Next time I looked, there were like 12 little boys watching everything he did. And I mentioned it to him that night, and he looked at me and goes, I felt like a superhero for the first time in my life. And his superpower, I guess, was cutting boards. Sewing boards. For me, the one moment that stands out, and there were many, but there was one moment, and it was we were at the baptismal site, and we were kind of wrapping things up, and we had just baptized the last child, and we were walking back to Lake Timon. And just so you know, that wasn't an easy thing to do from the baptismal site. There was a hill you had to go up. You had to walk through this big sugarcane field, and then out to the dirt road that was out there, and then maybe about 0.3 miles to get to Lake Timon. And as I started walking up the hill, I heard something move behind me, and the next thing you know, somebody's grabbing my hand. I looked down, it's this little boy had grabbed my hand, and you know, I'm thinking that I'm there to basically, you know, show them the love of God. And
they showed so. You. Yeah. Thank you. Can't wait for next time.
Good morning. So feel free to use Google Translate in case if you're struggling. So I'm going to share some picture with you. I have some notes. So it's not going to be too bad. So at first, I would not ask for like a better group to go with, because it was such like a blessing to be with all the people I went with. And I mean, I didn't know too many people at first, and I got to learn a lot about them, and you know, so went through like difficulties sometimes with them, and had a lot of fun with them, especially at night when we play this game called like Mafia. That was great. So yeah, this place, I mean, just a picture of like the landscape, and I mean, the way I saw about Haiti, obviously, it's like when you see the news, like you see like, oh, like it got hit by a big earthquake. But I mean, if you look at this landscape, it's like beautiful. Like someone mentioned, it looks like Jurassic Park. Like, and it does, so it's great. And so the first day when we went to the school, like I just realized that Suzelle, like, she walked like 2.4 miles like twice a day, every day for like maybe more than a year. And after I said, I don't think it's a dedication. It's more like a God calling, because definitely when you have to do that, I mean, we did it every night we walked back, but like the weather was great. I mean, you know, we didn't have to carry like a 5 or 10 pounds bag. So it's definitely a God calling. So talking about Suzelle again, she's not only able to like provide food and education, but she also like gives the opportunities. So that was a picture of like when Rob and RJ did the baptism. So she also gives the opportunity for this child to like truly know who they are, and like pretty much a child of God, like children of God, and just by accepting him and through baptism. So Suzelle, again, like I think Caitlin mentioned that before, like I think she's the most patient person I've never met, because she want to buy some property around the school. And so she went with Rob and like show her, and Rob said, okay, yeah, let's try to buy them. I mean, when we have the money. And she said, no, I don't want to rush that, like, because if I go to see them, they're gonna ask me for a higher price. So I just want to let God like go talk to them, and they're gonna come to me with a lower price. So I mean, I feel it was amazing, you know? Like she's just patient. And so then like just some picture of the kid. I mean, it's amazing to just see their smile. Like the picture on the left is like one of the kids just got baptized. And at first, like, I took a picture of him, he was not smiling. And after I talked to him in French and say smile. And I mean, it barely smiling, but it's still a beautiful picture, you know? So, and so some other picture of these kids, like, I read a book, like when I was there, I mean, I was reading a book, and in the book he said, like, we don't find happiness, we make it. And definitely like we made them smile during this trip, but they definitely like made us like, I mean, smile as well, but they gave us like 10 times more happiness than we gave that to them. So next one. So these two pictures, I'm gonna show you two pictures. So this girl, like she actually made this bracelet to me, and she, during like the 10 minutes she did that, like she may had like 5 or 6 like seizure. Did I say right? Seizure. So, and at first when I saw that, I like freak out. But like the kids are just used to her. I mean, the kid around her are just used to it. And unfortunately, because of that, like she cannot go to school. But like this girl, like she's smiling all the time. I mean, she's a blessing, to be honest. So to be around. And the other one, it's like this girl when we were like at the river for the Baptist, like I took Rob's phone, so obviously he has a better phone than me, and take good picture. And so I was taking this portrait shot, but like this girl didn't have any clue. And then 2 minutes after, I show her the picture and she like freaked out, like just seeing her like on the screen. And like, I mean, you can testify that she was like, I mean, I almost cried when I saw that, because I said, wow, like, you know, it's just a simple thing, just watching you on the screen, but it means a lot for them. And last thing, it's as I mentioned earlier, like we walk back every night, and it was such a blessing, because every time like, it was like maybe 30, 40 kids like going back with us. And obviously one by one, like they were just like going home, like, you know, so at the end, like we were just walking by ourselves. But, and it was such, I mean, so many smiles, and, you know, I mean, you can see on the picture with Sydney and Taylor. And at one point, like, I was with Lily, and, like, this woman just, like, crossed us, and, like, she hugged Lily, and she hugged me and, like, a couple of people. It was this old woman, pretty much. And she was feeling sorry because she didn't have anything to give to us. And I say, like, what? I mean, like, Lily told me that. And I say, like, she doesn't have to give us anything, you know? But she was just feeling sorry because she just crossed our path and, like, she wanted to give us something. So I feel, I mean, I was, like, really emotional for this one. So, and lastly, we have a pastor who prays a lot during the trip. So I'll show you a picture. So, but... But when I say a lot, I mean a lot. So, and lastly, I mean, he already mentioned that, like, Rob is definitely the best supervisor, because every time we took a picture of him, he's like not doing anything. So. All right, thank you guys.
Hello, my name is Kristen. This was also the first mission trip that I've ever been on. I've always wanted to go on a mission trip. I never knew what I would feel when I got there. I couldn't imagine the experiences that I had, the way it's opened my eyes to the world and to how different people live. It was funny because, you know, through the week, the girls were braiding my hair. They were playing Uno with Rummy. They were painting nails with Bailey, just playing, having fun. Towards the end of the week, I didn't even feel like there was a language barrier. It was amazing. When I got home, it was strange that everybody was speaking to me in English. And I was like, it really was weird. I felt kind of overwhelmed because towards the end, I felt like we were all just a big family, a part of that community. And I really believe that Suzelle is an angel on earth. She is truly following God's plan and God's will for her. And I just want to thank her for giving us the opportunity and giving this church the opportunity to go and do things that only God can plan, only God can provide for. And she helped us become a part of that community in those 7 days that we were there. And it was amazing. A couple things that stood out to me over the trip, there were a lot of little babies. And you didn't see a lot of moms. You saw 6 and 7, 8-year-old little girls carrying these infants on their hips. And it was shocking to me to see that. And I would look around and be like, where are the moms? And there were some moms, you know, but a lot of these babies were with their big sisters. And to see, you know, I had lots of little snacks in my backpack and I would hand them like bits of a granola bar, you know, so I could spread it out between a lot of kids. And this girl was chewing up these peanuts I was giving her and feeding it to the baby. She was 7. And it broke my heart, but it also, I felt, I've never seen God's love like that. I mean, yeah, she's being a great big sister, but she was taking care of that baby. And it was just amazing to see. And another example of that was two of the girls would help wash the dishes after meals. They didn't have to. I don't think they were asked to. They just helped out. Some of the dishes still had food on them as they were, you know, dumping it into the bucket. Not many. I think it was one of our plates, honestly, had a little bit of food left. And the older sister looked at the food and handed it to her little sister next to her. And the little sister ate the food before they washed the plate. It was just scrapings off of it. But to see that big sister, who was a year older, maybe, you know, hand it to her little sister to eat, you know, it just, I don't know if anybody's seen The Grinch, but it's like his heart grew 3 sizes that day. I felt like my heart, I mean, I just had never felt or seen that much true love, that I saw those kids taking care of each other. And us being able to go on this trip and this church supporting Suzelle, that is what makes all of that possible. We are feeding this community not only physically with food, but with joy, with the love of the Lord, and it's amazing. The last thing I'll tell y'all, just to paint the picture of when the kids were baptized, it was a beautiful day. There was kind of a cliff above the river, and there were a lot of people, I don't know if everybody noticed them, but there were people lined up there watching the baptism, just people of the town, they weren't there with us. There were older, like, grandmothers washing clothes in the river, just around us. You know, they were just going about their everyday lives, and they all stopped. You know, there was an audience of people up here, people washing clothes, just everybody stopped. And honestly, I have never felt the presence of the Lord more than I did in that moment by the river. Just everybody stopped. Hearing them pray over these children, watching them get baptized, I honestly was like, this must be what heaven feels like. Just the joy and the love, and I could feel him there. I've never felt that my entire life. That, you know, I know, you know, he's with us all the time, but I truly felt that he was right there with us. It was just an amazing feeling. And I think that sums up the entire week, just the impact we are having on the community and the spreading of God's love. And I really thank this church and Suzelle for letting us be a part of that. Thank you.
Sit back, relax. Rummy, you took entirely too much time. Entirely too much time. And to be fair, I have pictures of Rummy, but I will not put those up. But at the beginning of the trip, I asked everybody, it was probably, I was like, wow, what happened? Oh. That was one of three. Anyway, I asked everybody at our first devotion to write down if a thought came to mind or something happened where they thought, where did that come from? Just to go ahead and write it down on a napkin. I wrote mine down that morning on a napkin. And I said, just write it down, keep it in your Bible or whatever. It might be something you're going to share. And so what I wrote down is the mission trip is a time for me to get my mind straight, because, you know, we come back here and we think about ourselves all the time, or our families, or even our friends and their families. But it's always, you know, we're always thinking about me, the me monster, satisfying that. And so I wrote down here, it helps me to get my mind right and realign my priorities. It helps me to remember to be focused on relationships and being helpful to others. So I wrote it down and I set it aside. But that's the essence of a mission trip. It's not a vacation. And we knew that from the very beginning. When we got into the very first bus, it's like everybody, all the seats are taken up, and it's like, all right, we need to squeeze three more people in. And you could see the look on some of the first time goers' faces that were like, they're not fitting in here. And it's like, this isn't gonna happen, but we made it happen. I was thinking it's gonna be a long 4-hour trip to Lakai Timon, but thankfully we actually did get a bus, as you saw. But, you know, at that point, we're all thinking about ourselves, am I comfortable? You know, is this gonna be a fun trip and everything? And when we get there, it's really about doing for other people you don't know. And I love the reaction. We didn't talk anything really about the building and putting in the playground and the mechanics of that, because that wasn't the important part of the trip. The important part of the trip was the relationships and meeting new people and meeting needs and taking solemn faces, serious faces, and turning them into smiling faces. And so we got a chance to do that. I want to tell you that what I wrote on that napkin is something that really was something that God told me. Because twice this week, well, first of all, among the other things that were happening this week, which weren't good, I guess that was Montezuma or something, but spiritual warfare, that's when it happened, at the baptism started there. You know, just thinking about the things that were happening there and realigning my mind, I just totally lost my train of thought. Where was I? Anyway, before that. Anyway, thinking about other people and getting your mind priorities right. You know, this thing right here, I'm wearing stuff that I got there. I got a bracelet made for me, and I actually remembered how to braid, so I got to make one for a little girl, too. This girl here, she thrashed Pastor Rob in Uno. I don't know Uno, but whatever she had, every time she threw a card, she looked at him and smiled, and Pastor Rob had to pick up a bunch of cards. I don't know what it was, but she was very sweet and very wicked. But I asked for this hat. I said, I'm not going to work another day until I get a straw hat. And so Suzelle got me a hat. But these little things, these were things that were given to us because we went to go over and do something and build something for Lakai Timon and the kids. And so they felt obligated to buy or to make something for us. And so these are actually gourds. I thought they were coconut shells, but they're not. And they put them together for us. The girl that did this for me, her name is Helen, spelled Chellen. I said, oh, is her name Chillen? But she said, no, it's Helen. The verse here that she wrote, just going along with getting my priorities straight, taking my mind off of me and satisfying the things that I want. It's in Haitian, but then I looked it up and it's actually, they got it in American too. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Matthew 22:37. And I said, oh my goodness gracious, what is going on there? So I go back and I look at that. And it goes on to say, this is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor like yourself. And so this girl, sometime during the week, put this together, and God put that on my heart to be more mindful about other people. Throughout the week, twice this week, I've had devotions talking about just being more mindful of not the simple pleasures that we try to seek for ourselves naturally and rightfully. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being comfortable, but also just being super mindful of other people and taking care of the needs of other people. And we allow things to come in through the TV and advertising and all that about satisfying ourselves. And it's almost part of our culture to do that. And it's very easy to get sucked into it and just live like that. And, you're not doing anything wrong, but then you get to realize when you go on a trip like this, all I want to do is give to these kids. They don't want any, you know, they don't, well, maybe they do want something, some of them. But, you know, they just, they want to be loved, you know, really, in time spent with them, especially the young men don't get a lot of time spent with fathers there for whatever reason. Didn't see a lot of fathers there with their kids. We saw a lot of men there just looking to see what we were doing. So anyway, it was just interesting how God put those verses, that thought on my mind, that verse in that, I guess the girl drew that verse, and the scriptures that were coming to me about, like, kind of renewing our mind. One of my scriptures this week was Romans 12:2, you know, about renewing your mind continuously, not being conformed to this world. And so, I mean, that's just something that I recognize that kind of tied the trip together for me personally. One of the things, the biggest highlight that I had, and I know that I shared it with Pastor Rob because I looked at him when he got on the property, is the last time we left the property, we built 7 picnic tables and another table. And it was a need. And we had a third of the people that we had this time. But we didn't really change the property. You know, we just gave them a place to eat. And when we came back here, we're like, we're going to change this property. We're putting a playground somewhere. We're putting basketball somewhere, putting tetherball somewhere. We're going to put a pavilion, and we're going to start putting structures out there. This is awesome. We pulled onto the property, and instead of having, like, kind of a overgrown property with a lot of weeds and all that, I don't know if you noticed the pictures, but there's beds everywhere. There's plants everywhere that they're fruit trees. They're pepper plants. There's a habanero pepper patch over here, and the whole back of the property is like a banana plantation. And they've been working on that property. I mean, if you don't take care of something, it depreciates or it overgrows as a property. This wasn't overgrown, man. The beds were all lined with rocks, and they have this cactus stuff that they cut up and also use it as a border, and it grows into a fence. It was all organized, and it was unbelievable. When I walked onto the property, or when we drove onto the property, I looked around, and I was like, I felt it physically in my chest. I had to take a breath. And then when Pastor Rob drove in, I was watching his face, and he went like that. It was the same reaction. And I won't say that was necessarily the highlight, because the highlight was the kids. Like, you know, the kids are smiling, they're happy we're there. But on Friday afternoon, when we opened the playground and we took out hooked up the tether ball and threw out the basketball on the court, I mean, there were smiles, people running around. Now that property isn't just a school and a place they can go out there and run around the bushes and stuff. It's getting to be more like a community center, and it's something that's special to the community. And I just want to mention about the baptism. Every single, like, the one kid that was crying, the girl that was crying, it wasn't because she didn't get a chance to do what everybody else was doing. It was because she wanted to participate in the things everybody else was doing, because she had the same experience. Okay, all those kids have received the Lord. They don't just go jump in the water and get dunked. They know what they're doing. Maybe even more so than maybe our kids that are here, because they're taught, they have to understand, and then they make their own decision to be baptized. That little girl was being left out, but she already had Jesus in her heart, and so that's why she was so upset. Last thing, I wanted to go and meet the people that I bought for Christmas in the Christmas boxes. I'm not sure that I met Ricka Benz, but I did meet Ensenada Michelle, and that was the girl that beat up on Pastor Rob. So anyway, it was a blessing. I want you just to be in prayer. We're going to continue what we started with that pavilion. We're going to extend it. and do another 30 feet of it the next time that we come, prayerfully and hopefully. I think I'm getting the hook.
Oh, you reminded me of something.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to continue that, and then we're going to pour some slabs underneath. It's going to be awesome. What do you got, a lunch appointment? So be in prayer for the work, what God wants to do, the physical work. But as you can see, that's where my mind goes, because somebody's got to take care of this, somebody's got to take care of the food, somebody's got to take care of the accommodations, somebody's got to take care of, you know, making sure that we're getting over there. And so that's what I'm thinking about, but that's not what everybody talked about because it wasn't the important thing. But just be in prayer about what your part is this next year coming up, because I'm excited to go again.
Me too. Me too. We were doing good till you went up there and spoke. But you did remind me of something. Suzelle shared a story with me. One of the kids, I think it was before the baptism, one of the kids looked to it. Another kid and said, "Oh, I want to get baptized." And the little child turned to the one that wanted to get baptized and said, "Well, have you accepted Jesus yet?" And that just showed Suzelle that she is she's getting to those kids. They're understanding. It's not just, "Hey, everybody, all my friends are doing it, so I want to do it." It's because, no, you got to be baptized because you have a relationship with God first. And so I love that story, and you reminded me of it, so I'm very thankful. I'm going to ask the worship team to come on up. We're going to close in one final song. I really appreciate you guys spending the time listening to this. We're going to put these on our website to watch again. We're going to put a longer one together to kind of give you a complete understanding of what the trip was. But let's bow our hearts and close in a prayer. Father, we thank you. God, for each and every one of these that have come up and shared their experience, and Lord, we can see the common thread of how these kids have impacted our lives, impacted our hearts, and I think Kristen said it well, our hearts are full. Our hearts are filled with the love of God, and that is why we go there. It is not a vacation. We're going there to accomplish a task, but Lord, I'm so thankful that this team poured into those kids and that they know we love them and that we care for them. And each and every time we go back, we remind them that we don't forget them. Lord, I pray that that pavilion, the playground, the tetherball, the basketball hoop, I pray that it would bring joy to the kids. But I also pray, God, that when they see us again, that they would know that we're there because of our relationship with you, God, our love for Jesus and our love for them. And so we just pray that you would continue to use us. We pray that you would open up the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing upon us that we might be a blessing to others and to them there. We pray for Suzelle, God. We pray that you would sustain her, that she would continue to walk in your ways and bringing you the glory. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. Help us to remember the things we've seen and the things we've considered here this morning. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.